Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. Very, very happy to be with you today. And thank you very much to Yaquinabay Communications for allowing us to broadcast countywide. Every Thursday at 9 a.m., we interview individuals like David Pickering. Good morning.
Good morning, Lincoln County.
Wow, David, thank you for coming on the show. And, you know, recently we've been putting out media releases for the Scenic Bikeways brochure that you have produced with
the Lincoln County Bike and Pedestrian Advisory Committee.
Yes, this is such great work. And, you know, what I would love for us to dive in today is definitely about how, you know, the committees, and there are roughly 40 committees that inform the county, are an interface between the citizens of Lincoln County and the county organization itself. And this, you know, the work you guys are doing is such a great example of how citizens participate in a committee, the committee informs the county, and we make services or amenities or assets better.
Thank you, Casey.
So, yes, we've got that Scenic Bikeways brochure that we've been doing media in regard to, and I know that it's been out there. The information is getting out there. But, David, let's talk about, let's get into the Bicycle Pedestrian Advisory Committee, but I do want to kind of jump into your history for a second. When did you become a Lincoln County resident?
Well, we moved to Lincoln County, my wife and I, in 1980, and we brought our bikes with us. So we started bicycling in Lincoln County as soon as we moved here. And we've been riding all around, mostly North Lincoln County. Mm-hmm. We live off of North Bank Road. There's some beautiful places to ride up there.
Oh,
there's Old Highway 101, which is a great ride up into the hills with very little traffic and not a lot of development. And then going down Three Rocks Road to Knight Park, which is a county park, is also a beautiful ride through the Cascaded Scenic Research Area. And that's one of the things that made us want to do a bike brochure. Lincoln County came to us and said that we need a new brochure. They had a brochure of just their bike routes, mm-hmm. the bike lanes that we have in Lincoln County. But rather than just produce a brochure that showed us the widened shoulders that we have, we decided to do a brochure that let people know what kind of rides you could do. So we came up with six rides. Most of them are loop rides that you can do in Lincoln County.
Mm-hmm.
And we've developed that over about a year or so. And most of the routes we've ridden ourselves, or some committee members have ridden them.
Yeah, you know, it's this as a recreational opportunity for the residents of Lincoln County, but also bike tourism I know is very big. And talking to, for example, Bike Newport, and then recently talking to the Bike Green Co-op in Walport, they said, man, we need more brochures. These things are just flying out of here. People are very interested in this.
Well, to me, bike brochures kind of seem outdated because it's this paper thing. And luckily it's on the website now, Lincoln mm-hmm. County's website. You can go and find the brochure and the routes on the website, so you can do that as well. And so, I've met people just this last summer. I met some people that had come to Lincoln County to specifically ride their bikes because they lived in Bend, and it was very smoky with all the wildfires.
Mm.
And I met them riding on North Bank Road. And so I didn't have a brochure with me. I wish I had, because I was trying to describe to them how to get to Knight Park and some of the other places to ride in Lincoln County. And at that point, it wasn't on the website. I could have referred to them to go to the website to do that. So I'm starting to carry brochures around with me as I bicycle, because in Lincoln County, Highway 101 is an extremely popular route for people that are going.
Mm.
People from around the world ride 101. And so you'll meet, I like to stop people who have equipment, or not stop them, but talk to them when they stop and ask them where they're from and what they're doing. And quite often they're interested in finding ways to take a bike route that goes off of Highway 101, like East Devil's Lake Road or Old Highway 101 are good examples of that. So our brochures not only have these routes, but if you use them, you can look at them and see other ways you can get around the county. Not specifically take one of our loop rides, but you can see that East Devil's Lake Road, if I take this route, or Ottercrest Loop, if I take that route, I can avoid 101. And those are all included in our bike route map.
Well, I love that. And it's something I hadn't thought about, Dave, which is keeping them in Lincoln County longer. You know, with these scenic loops, to really explore, you know, from that coastal corridor inland. Awesome.
Yeah. Well, what makes it important is that Lincoln County expanded their shoulders about 25 years ago. Lincoln County decided that they were going to, widen the shoulders on our roads. And if you've ridden on our roads 20 years ago or so, you notice that there's just like no shoulders. It's a white stripe and then gravel. And so Lincoln County came up with a plan about 25 years ago. They were going to take a look at the roads and see which ones had high traffic and high use, and they were going to widen the shoulders. And this process took almost 20 years.
Wow.
I live on North Bank Road, and it took 3 years to pave the shoulders. It was like 1 mile at a time. And after 3 years, they got all 4 miles paved. And once they widened the shoulders about 2 to 3 feet, people started coming out of their homes, and the roadside became recreational areas.
Yeah.
And so people in wheelchairs and mothers with baby carriages, suddenly they're out using this wide shoulder because
right.
it's a lot safer. Before that, if the traffic was coming in two cars at one time, you were forced off the
gotcha.
Road and into the gravel. And so it's much safer now. The county's done a wonderful job on widening these high-use roads. And so that's where our brochures come in. They highlight these areas where people can use the roads as recreation areas.
Awesome. Well, we are talking to Dave Pickering. He is the chair of Lincoln County's Bicycle, Pedestrian, and Advisory Committee. Let's take a quick break, come back, and we'll talk more about what it looks like to be on a committee and, you know, provide feedback to Lincoln County. Stay with us, and we'll be back in just a moment. Back on Lincoln County Connections, talking to Dave Pickering. He's the chair of Lincoln County's Bicycle, Pedestrian, and Advisory Committee. Before we get to the break, we were talking about the work that the committee did with the county road department, widening the shoulders, increasing access. And Dave, I wanted you to just comment a little about the fact that the committee is also pedestrian access too. Mm-hmm. And we're not talking about just about bikes here.
Well, it started out to be a bicycle-only committee. And right now, Roy Kenyon, who is the director of Public Works, is our liaison with the county.
Yeah.
And, it was about 15 years ago when we started widening the shoulders, we realized that these shoulders were not only going to be for bicyclists, but they were for pedestrians. And so we changed the name of the committee to the Bicycle and Pedestrian Advisory Committee. And so, of course, the roadsides are being used for pedestrians as well as bicyclists.
So, Dave, what does it look like to participate in that committee? You know, I mean, tell us sort of like, you know, technically, mechanically here, how is it that you give feedback back into the county? Do you look at plans together?
Sure.
Does Roy Kenyon drop in at your meetings or look for those recommendations from you? How does that manifest itself?
Well, we meet bi-monthly here in Newport at the Public Works Department building.
And twice a month. Wow.
Usually twice a month. Sometimes we have cancellations. But, you know, at least 4 times a year we're going to meet.
Gotcha.
And we'll start out the meetings where Roy will discuss issues that he has in Lincoln County. And that quite often generates what our discussions will be in the future. For example, we recently installed sharrows on the road. Sharrows are markings I'm sure people have seen where they have like it's on the road pavement.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bicycle with an arrow. And in areas where there's high use, where there's narrow road shoulders or there's issues with traffic, the county will put a sharrow in there. And the way the county decided to where to put the sharrows would ask the advisory committee where they think these sharrows are needed. And so we've done several rounds of sharrows. There's some on East Devils Lake Road.
Mm-hmm.
There's some, I think, on Bay Road. I'm not sure exactly where all of them are. But that's one way that the committee will interact with the county.
Yeah, yeah. And just a note to our listeners, if you're interested and more information about the Bicycle Pedestrian Advisory Committee or looking at some past media releases about things like these sharrows, or also you're interested in these bike routes or the scenic brochure, this is all online. And Dave, you know, a good point that it's nice to have physical copies, literally, for example, of the brochure, but there are some also very detailed maps about these bike routes in Lincoln County, and it seems to me like the network's pretty extensive.
The Lincoln County bike shoulders?
Maps, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's all eastern part of the county, south county. There's wide shoulders, you know, that you can ride on everywhere. And we have the brochures out there. They're at most visitor centers, state parks. We've been trying to do that. Libraries, the brochures are available. You can find them there. We're talking about probably some hotels and motels in the area. And so by this summer, there should be brochures available that people can find in a lot of different locations.
You know, one of the things I did, Dave, was I, you know, made a mobile-friendly version of the brochure, too, because one of the things we've noticed over the years is that, you know, the bandwidth of cellular access makes it such that we need to kind of optimize those digital files online. So if somebody is opening it with a phone, you know, that'll be easier. So there is a mobile version there as well online. But, you know, a little bit of a digression, very informative, but, you know, you really provide expertise. The committee is expertise from the community that informs the county.
Sure. Well, most of the people on the committee are bicyclists, and so they have experience with bicycling on the roads. It's something that the county needs if you're going to be managing a bike and pedestrian program. But we always need more members. I mean, we need more members now from the east side of the county and the south county in particular. People there that are knowledgeable about the issues that, you know, mostly I ride in the north part of the county. I know most about that. And we have a couple of people here from Newport that are on our committee, and so they know quite a bit about this area too.
Yeah, so if you're listening and this sounds like something you'd like to participate in, you can find more information at the county's website about how to apply. There's general applications for these committees and boards. We also have the dates and times that committees such as the Bike Ped Advisory Committee meets. Dave, so jumping back to the Sharrows, you know, they're throughout the community right now. And just as a reminder, Sharrows really are there to tell vehicle traffic that bikers might be on the road. Is that
well,
right?
Well, Sharrows stand for Share the Road is the idea. And so when you see one of those, you should be aware that there's probably going to be bicycles and pedestrians too, like you mentioned. Yeah. And so that just alerts you that that's going on. We don't have a lot of signage in Lincoln County with big signs that say bike on highway or bike notifications, bike route signs. But those Sharrows help a lot to let people know.
So as a driver, this just tells me there may be bikes on the road.
There may be bicyclists on the road, yeah. And this is an area where you need to have caution because there's poor sight lines or narrow shoulders.
Well, can you give us a quick little tip before we go to the break? I find myself, and I'm sure other drivers, when we encounter bicyclists on the roadway, what's the best practice as a driver? Do we wait till it's safe to pass? Do we slow down and wait and wait and wait?
Well, I would hope you'd slow down and pass safely if there's a bicyclist on the road. You're supposed to leave enough room so that if the bicyclist falls down in front of you, you will be able to go around them.
Gotcha.
But that is kind of hard to do. People don't often do that. But as much, you know, if you want to get away from a bicyclist, give them as much room as possible and go all the way around. Because quite often large trucks have side mirrors. And if you're riding a bike and you get one of those side mirrors swishing by your head.
Yeah.
And then the thing I want to say to bicyclists too is you need to be very safety conscious and make sure that you're aware the whole time about the cars and the vehicles around you and that you do not, because I'll be riding my bike and I'll have that kind of a zone out where you start thinking about other things and suddenly I'll have a car go swishing by me. I think, Dave, focus. You got it. When you're riding a bike, you need to focus on your own safety.
And Dave, something I've also noticed too, it seems to me sometimes that runners or pedestrians, you know, walk on the opposite side or run on the opposite side, but bikers need to go like the vehicles. Is there a difference there?
Well, bicyclists are considered a vehicle for traffic laws. So you need to follow all of the same laws as if you were driving a car, as far as signaling, using the lanes, which direction you go in traffic. One of the most dangerous things you can do as a bicyclist is get on the wrong side of the road because people are not watching for you. Some of the closest occurrence of hitting a bicyclist is when they were riding the wrong direction. I was making a right turn and suddenly a bicyclist coming the wrong way. You're just not looking for that as a driver of a vehicle. You're not, if you're making a right turn in particular.
Yeah.
And then, of course, when you're making a right turn driving a car, you need to look out because somebody on a bicycle could be on your right-hand side.
Right.
That right turn hook is quite often one of the most dangerous things for a bicyclist. So bicyclists need to be aware if they're in a right side at, say, a stoplight, that they let the traffic turn right before you go, to just be careful.
I find when I am riding urban, you know, it's like I'm stopped at a stop sign behaving like a vehicle, and a lot of times people want to flag you through, and I'm thinking, you stop first,
that
you
makes
get
me
to go.
Very nervous. Well, even when I'm driving a car, if somebody wants to suddenly change the rules and say, no, you just go ahead. No, we've got there's a system of vehicular traffic here. And so when you're a bicyclist, you need to follow all the signal when you turn, make sure that people see you. And then when you're driving a car, look out for bicycles. When I go to Portland, just a little aside, as soon as I hit the city limits, I think, watch out for pedestrians and bicyclists. You've got to open up, because in Portland there's so many of them compared to here on the coast that you have to be aware. And a lot of them do not follow the rules of traffic. They'll be on the sidewalks. They'll be going the wrong direction. And so you really have to pay attention to that.
Well, thank you for those tips. We're talking to Dave Pickering. He is the chair of the Bicycle Pedestrian Advisory Committee. We're going to take our last break and we'll be back in a moment on Connections. Back on Connections, talking to Dave Pickering, chair of the Bicycle Pedestrian Advisory Committee. Dave, now, upcoming projects. You guys put a lot of synergy and you pumped out this brochure. It's an excellent document. What are some of the things you guys are looking to the future for?
Well, the state of Oregon has a scenic bike route policy or proposal that they have a scenic bike route for all over the state of Oregon. And so we're going to take one of these bike rides that we've developed and we're going to submit it to the state of Oregon. And so they'll include it in scenic bike routes of the state of Oregon. Right now there isn't one. I don't think there's one on the Oregon coast. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully we're thinking of the Siletz Loop, the one that goes from Newport to Siletz to Lincoln City and back again.
Awesome.
That's about a 60-mile bike ride, which is something I've never done, but other people have done. I've done parts of that, quite a few parts of it. But a 60-mile bike ride for me is a little much.
Yeah.
But other people have done that quite a bit and so know their route. And so hopefully the state of Oregon, when we submit it, they're having a round of new proposals coming up that we'll get an Oregon scenic bike route here in Lincoln County.
Oh, that sounds great. Do you have any ideas on when that might be delivered?
Well, we're not sure when they're going to have openings for new proposals. They're saying it's going to be some point in the future. There's an Oregon State Bike Advisory Committee also that's similar to our committee.
Well, you know, awesome that you guys have made the Scenic Bikeways brochure, and I think we stand a pretty good chance of making it in there.
I hope so. I mean, they're talking about it needs to be a route with low truck traffic, which makes it difficult because Highway 101. So they may have to give us a little bit of leeway. But right now, Highway 101 is a scenic route for the whole length of Highway 101. And so hopefully they'll go ahead and let us have a proposal in there for the entire loop.
So, Dave, do you have a set meeting coming up? Or can you give us a relative time frame?
Yeah, no, the next meeting is February 21st, Wednesday, 5:30 at the Lincoln County Public Works Office. That's on 7th Street.
Okay. So you're going to meet right in Public Works in Newport, and that's February 21st. What time is that again?
5:30.
5:30 p.m.?
5:30 in the afternoon.
Excellent. And that would be an opportunity for folks to meet individuals like you,
sure,
other members of the committee.
If you're interested in joining the committee, you could come in and sit in and
get a feel.
Take a look at it and see what you think.
Yeah, sure. So especially if you're from East County, you've mentioned that you're
in
looking
South
for
County.
A representation, South County as well. So if you've enjoyed this conversation today and are interested in providing some feedback to the Public Works Department, the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners, consider a Bicycle Pedestrian Advisory Committee.
Or if you have an issue in Lincoln County with anything to do with bicycles or pedestrians, you can come to the committee. We have a comment period at the end of every meeting, so you could come in and give us some input, too. We'd appreciate that.
Okay. Well, David, thank you for coming on the program
sure,
and all your
you,
work
Casey.
On this brochure. It's available online, and also there are hard copies as well. And I think what we need to do is update the website with some of those locations for the hard copies. So, David, thank you for your participation.
Sure. Thanks, Casey.
Thank you for listening today. We'll see you same time, same place next week on County Connections.